Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Henrietta J. Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N. Her address is 701 East Lassen, space 206, Chico, California, 95973, phone 530-566-6866, ID is XXX-9717. Date of birth is 12/27/1956. Her insurance is Blue Shield. Okay, it should say that she's a 66-year-old lab assistant level 3, Enloe Hospital. The she was referred by Dr. Maybell, M-A-Y-B-E-L-L-E, Ursalis, U-R-S-A-L-E-S, M-D. Family Medicine Clinic. Adventist Health, 5125 Skyway, Paradise, California, 95969, phone 530-872-2000, fax 530-332-1049. The clinical indication requested neurological evaluation for recent unremitting headaches following head and neck employment-related head injury. Subparagraph. She complains of asymmetric right posterior lateral tenderness and recurrent cephalgia that has become persistent despite clinical physical therapy treatment for a possible neck strain injury. Subparagraph, comorbid history, previous history of headaches. Subparagraph, previous findings of findings of Chari, C-H-A-R-I, malformation. Subparagraph, remote MR imaging 5 to 10 years ago. Current complaints, radiating pain on the right side of the neck. New paragraph. Reported past medical history, anxiety/depression-treated, previously on Prozac and Buspar, discontinued in 2021. Hypothyroidism. Normal TSH2, 2022. New paragraph, neck pain with history of employment-related injury at work when patient passed out in her arms. Pain since 3-2023. Subparagraph, reported radiographic findings of degenerative disc disease. Subparagraph, MR C-spine findings pending. Subparagraph, currently in physical therapy. New paragraph. previous problems, abdominal pain, anxiety, hematochezia, obesity, depression, dyslipidemia, emphysema, new paragraph, current medications, acetaminophen, fluoxetine, levothyroxine, loratadine, naproxen, dear Dr. Yourself, new paragraph. Dear Dr. Yourself and professional colleagues, Henrietta Wilson was seen for initial neurological evaluation. On June 1, 2023, with her previous history of accidental work-related injury when a patient passed out in her arms. New paragraph, since that time, she has developed asymmetric right posterior lateral neck pain for which she was seen today for neurological examination. New paragraph. Her general neurological examination remains within normal limits. New paragraph, cranial nerves 2 through 12 are normal. New paragraph, her motor examination demonstrates normal bulk, tone, and strength in the upper and lower extremities. New paragraph, sensory examination is intact, all modalities. New paragraph, her deep tendon reflexes are preserved 2 over 4 without pathological or primitive reflexes. New paragraph. Sensory examination is intact, all modalities. New paragraph. Cerebellar and extrapyramidal examination demonstrates no inducible neuromuscular resistance. Normal rapid alternating successive movements and fine motor speed. New paragraph. No inducible neuromuscular resistance, cogwheeling or rigidity. New paragraph. Her ambulatory examination remains fluid and non-ataxic. New paragraph, musculoskeletal examination, directed examination to her area of tenderness on the right posterior lateral scalp demonstrates exquisite tenderness over the occipital nerve. New paragraph, her cervical range of motion remains preserved and is without inducible neuromuscular resistance or ataxia. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. History of accidental injury at work. Subsequent development of clinical symptoms and findings of occipital neuritis on the right. New paragraph, recommendations. She was initiated on treatment with injection of 1.5 milligrams of lidocaine with 2 milligrams of decadron into the area of the occipital nerve foramina on the right. Subparagraph, this produced resolution of her pain recommendations. She should return for any recurrence of her pain if it isn't completely abolished and resolved with this therapy. New paragraph, she will return with the results of her cervical MR imaging study for a structural mechanical evaluation of her reported CHARI malformation. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when she returns, period.